Well, imagine this. You're in the middle of an oval and you're getting a bit of abuse hurled at you. There's a lot of action going on. People don't notice it when you make really good decisions. Well, that's pretty well the life of an umpire. There's a lot of rewards, of course, associated with it. But let's find out more. We've got a couple of AFL umpires who have come in. Field umpire Dean Margetts and also boundary umpire Richard Hepton-Stall. So, Dean and Richard, hello to you. Hopefully, we've got the right microphones on, and we can talk to you.
Thanks,
Gary.
Nice to be here.
All right, that's Dean. If you can move over there, thanks. Good on you. And Richard, welcome to you as well.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Okay, tell me what. Let's start with you, Richard. What was the reason wanting to become an umpire?
Well, it's it sounds like a weird thing, you know. But you really just sort of enjoy the game. It's pretty much as simple as that. We both me and Dean played a lot of football as youngsters, and you just want to keep involved with the game, and you know, whatever avenue that may be, is it whether through playing, you know, umpiring or something else, you know, you want to keep involved, and we chose umpiring.
All right, Dean, and for you, did you play the game yourself or?
Played pretty much since I was 8 years of age.
Yeah.
And got to the point where after playing about 57 games for my local community club, Maddington, in the Sunday League, I thought, what else can I do? So I coached a junior side for 1 year, and one of those young players in that side was a guy called Dominic Cassisi, who now is the captain of Port Adelaide. So I find it funny now when I go and do a game over in Adelaide, I shake his hand at a coin toss. I used to coach him when he was 13, now he's the captain of an AFL club. So that's a rather unique story. It wouldn't happen to many umpires. Then, like Richard said, just a passion for the game. How can I stay involved? And this year is my 10th season in the AFL, so I'm very fortunate to be a part of a great industry.
It must be quite a shock to go to that elite level. Eventually, you know, when you make the step, it must be a significant one from whether it be used to be called the VFL, and now you're up to AFL. What's it like that first game where, you know, the crowd's substantially bigger, there's a focus, you've got a national audience in a lot of cases? Yeah.
Most of us have to have done a waffle grand final to almost qualify for AFL, so you have an idea what it's going to be like, and then in our trialling process through the NAB Cup, you get an idea of the different venues throughout the country and some of the crowds, but I don't think anything ever sort of plans you for or prepares you for a final in front of 80,000 people, which I did about sort of 3 years ago, which was a great thrill at the G. You stand there, the hairs in the back of your neck stand up when you hear the anthem, and it's just experience. I suppose you get used to it, you know, and I'm sure Richard will testify. There's no real guidance or schooling for it. It's just a case of when it happens, just be ready for it.
And the whole idea, I mean, you're a field umpire, Richard's a boundary umpire. Is there any interchangeability at all? Do you have aspirations, if you're a boundary umpire, to becoming a field umpire?
Look, at this level, it becomes very specific with what we do. You know, if I wanted to become a field umpire, I'd have to take a couple of steps back first, and then go through a different pathway to get to being a field umpire. So we really sort of focus on the job that we do, and you know, that works well with me. You know, I'm very well suited to be a boundary, so you know, I'm happy doing that at this point. But certainly, you know, it is possible to, you know, go back and try a different way.
I think what he's saying, Barry, is they're really bad decision makers. That's what Richard's trying to say.
But good runners.
Well, they're different skills, aren't they? Yeah. They're both incredibly hard.
But in the NAB Cup, if I can just say, Barry, the boundary umpires are actually allowed to pay matter-of-fact free kicks, holds, that stoppers, a high tackle. So I think we had two in the NAB Cup. So that's either a good thing for field umpires, we're paying all the right ones, or they just didn't sort of see them. So it is a multi-skilling facet which is coming into the game.
Yeah, I don't think people, well, some might, but a lot probably wouldn't realise just how difficult a job it is. What's the message then? You're down in the southwest at the moment. What are you doing?
Basically, our message is to create an environment where umpiring is everyone's business. Players, coaches, supporters embrace what we do. We're fortunate enough to be going to a couple of schools tomorrow, Mania Senior College, Newton Moore and a Southwest TAFE, just to encourage the message that, yes, you can play, yes, you can support, but you know, if you like to be a part of the game, then umpiring is a career pathway and an option for you. And it's unfortunate, Barry, that throughout the country, there's about 19,000 games played a weekend from Auskick right through to AFL, but only 13,000 of those games are played with real umpires. So there's 6,000 games which don't have a real deal umpire, and I think that's a sad indictment on our sport. So if we can come down here and encourage people to get involved and stay involved, then that's a job well done, we think.
Got a couple of AFL umpires with me at the moment, Dean Margetts and also Richard Hepton-Stall. They're down in the southwest. They're going to be encouraging people to get involved in officiating. Of course, we need umpires. As my dad used to always say, if I started getting a bit annoyed at the umpire, no umpire, no game.